Tell me about the Wonder Who.
Oh, boy. You want to tell him?
It was kind of a mistake, I think. It never was really intended to be done that way. We were doing an album, and the content of the album was... half the album would be Backrack David, and the other half would be Dylan.
Was it in the wrong key?
What we did was... the way it came about is whenever we were doing... we'd work on get on the mic and they'd say, okay, talk or sing just before you record. I started screwing around with this voice.
Which was what?
Don't you remember?
Rose Murphy voice.
Uh-huh. And Crew said, hold it. He says, we're going to do it just like that. I said, we're going to do what just like that? Just what you just did. We're going to record it that way. I said, come on, you're kidding me. We're not going to record it that way. And he and Claudio agreed that that's how it should be recorded. Kind of song would be the kind of song you could do a spoof on. If you did it like later on we did on the Good Ship Lollipop, which Crew wanted to do, that was not the kind of song you should do that on.
Who were Larry and the Legends?
Wow, you might stump me on that one. That's on Atlantic.
That would be Larry Santos?
Ah, Candy Girl.
Probably.
Larry Santos. Yeah. That's who it is.
Yeah, this
you
is,
knew that, yeah, huh? Yeah. You would just...
Well, I'm curious about this record because it's a total Four Seasons record.
Well, there were a few of them then.
Yes, but this one's from Bob.
Well, to...
This preceded Sherry? Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, you know, my...
Larry and the Legends, though. I have to put
this.
Larry Santos came after the Four Seasons, Bob.
This came about the time you guys were thinking of splitting from Crew.
We were having a problem.
Are you implying? Right. He's implying Hold on here. Okay. Don't you pick on my baby. No, 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 no. Oh, you will have to answer to me. Oh, look at that. Charlie Polello, that snake. He snuck in there and try to cop our sync.
And what happened is we were not in sync with each other. And we were thinking about splitting, and we did not want to record the stuff that Bob had for us to record because we didn't like it. So what he did was he went and recorded it, and he was talking about releasing it as the Four Seasons. Now he had gone and, you know, I don't like to get into this, but
well, you are though.
The fact.
Well, I mean, this is what it was. On record here.
And he went and tried to register the name and the whole thing. This name that belonged to us.
It's a long-standing tradition in the music business, you know.
And we finally settled it. We never had to record these songs that we did not want to record. That never happened anyway. Don't pick on my baby. I mean, that wasn't the kind of song I didn't think the Four Seasons would have recorded.
No, tell me about the Beach Boys record. That's one of my favorites.
East Meets West?
East Meets West.
Wow. On FBI Records? It was a fun time. Brian and the boys and some of his handlers. It was quite of an experience.
That's Dennis's last session.
Is that right?
Yep. And he has a little part in it. And every time I hear it, hits me.
You know, this record never even had a shot.
No.
It never got the light of day if we keep talking about it.
You
know, I'm really serious about that. I mean, when you really think about from a historical place, the Beach Boys and the Four Seasons doing a record together, and it's quite good. It really is quite good.
We better listen sometime.
We
maybe.
Did have
I don't know.
No, I listened to it.
Yeah?
And I'll tell you right now, they were with Columbia. It was still Columbia at the time, who did everything in their power to kill this record. Everything in their power.
We try to buy this back, and it might have been Tommy Mottola at the time. What happened, it seemed, was that there was another more business talk. There was a lot of money owed to Columbia at the time. It might have been Sony's. It was right on the border, and they wanted an outrageous royalty to
Columbia.
Let that come out. Yeah. So it was prohibited.
This is a one song. Someday this will be worth a lot of money. This record.
It's a wonderful record.
I mean, I'm serious. I mean, maybe you may take it lightly because...
I take all my songs lightly.
I'm just telling you. I mean, this is what musical history is all about. And there should be more of this kind of thing going on in our business. That's what's wrong.
No, we'll play it. These guys don't even know what we're talking about.
West.
I can't wait to see the show. This is going to be so exciting to have a Jersey Boys in town. Well, it's so great to have you here tonight, and I can't thank you enough for coming by. What a pleasure. Frankie Valli, Bob Gaudio, half of the Four Seasons.
Do we get to keep this memorabilia?
You're not the first to have
only
asked.
No, I'll bet. Only if you have a gun and you point it at him as we leave.
This is Joel Selvin. My thanks to our guests tonight, Frankie Valli and Bob Gaudio of the Four Seasons. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Drop me an email at joelselvin@aol.com. I'll be back again next week, but I'm going to leave you with one more from the Four Seasons. From their album Four Seasons Sing, Bob Dylan and Burt Bacharach, this is Queen Jane, approximately. Good night.
Come and see me.
Yes, they've died.